And that takes us to a little before 8:52 in the morning. The program's up front. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiekert. That was Kat Brooks on tape. She'll be back live next week. I'm going to take a trip halfway around the world to Zimbabwe, where the government has banned the use of multiple foreign currencies as legal tender and reintroduced the Zimbabwean dollar. Our reporter Garakai Chaunza filed this report from Harare.
The government in Zimbabwe caught everyone off guard when it banned the use of foreign currencies like the US dollar and the South African rand. Using foreign currencies to buy and sell is now a punishable offense. The Zimbabwe Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube said the move was aimed at taming inflation, which is running at about 100%.
What was happening in the market is that the market was self US dollarizing. It was uncontrollable, and we felt that we needed to bring the situation under control.
Some supermarkets and service providers reacted to the new development by temporarily suspending sales and closing shops. Economists had warned that Zimbabwe should take a series of steps to support its local currency before reintroducing its use. They said Zimbabwe needed to increase production, uphold property rights, create policies that attract direct investment, increase exports, and build a strong foreign currency reserve. One of the economists is Farah Ndlovu.
The measures basically are ill-informed, ill-thought-out, and hastily done. Dollarization is an indication of a lack of confidence in the local currency unit of exchange. So by outlawing foreign currency as a medium of exchange in the local economy, you're essentially forcing people to go underground, the emergence of a strong black market, disappearance of products from the shop floors and so on. Why? Because about 60 to 70% of the available commodities and groceries in most shops and supermarkets is essentially imports. Zimbabwe is not producing.
A lawmaker with the opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change, called the move sheer madness. He said on Twitter, "You cannot force people to love a currency. This will exacerbate the chaos," he said. The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions threatened mass action unless the government reverses the policy. It wants workers paid in US dollars. A sampling of public opinion on the streets showed mixed views about the reintroduction of a local Zimbabwean currency. The currency was abandoned in 2008 due to hyperinflation of 80 billion percent.
We feel that for the country to develop, you have to use your own currency. This program, it has to be supported by every Zimbabwean.
We're going back to the 2008 era where life ended up being unbearable. The introduction of local currency to me is a political delaying tactic by the ruling elite so that time moves while we are in confusion. This is not going to solve the problem of cash shortages, and we are very soon going to see cash shortages recurring again.
People are now charging using US dollars, but now we're seeing the prices stabilizing because people now know that we're using our own currency, which everyone has access to. They were overcharging because the US dollar was not easy to come by, and the only way the majority was accessing it was via the informal market where they could get it at a premium. But now we are going to see goods becoming affordable.
Government should not ambush people when dealing with national issues like this one. Wide national consultations should have been conducted, as opposed to someone waking up telling the nation that we have reintroduced the Zimbabwean dollar. There was a need to inform the nation in advance, and this would also help build confidence in us on the introduced currency.
The Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers is a consortium of former supermarkets. Its president, Denford Mutachu, says they've already complied with the currency change directive and hope that the reintroduction of the local currency will bring sanity in the sector.
The challenge was on the continued rise of the parallel market, which was now dictating the prices. And everybody else, business, etc., wanted to price according to the daily rate.
Zimbabwe remains in recession with high unemployment. Earlier this year, President Trump extended sanctions by a year, citing laws restricting media freedom and violence against protesters. African leaders yet urged Trump to lift sanctions against top leaders in some government-owned firms to give the Zimbabwean economy a chance to get back on its feet. Garika Ishaunza, KPFA, Harare, Zimbabwe.
And that does it for today's show. Upfront airs weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. We post information about our topics and our guests online at kpfa.org, where you can also dig through our archives, subscribe to the show as a podcast, and connect to us on social media. If you want to sound off about something you heard or suggest something for us to cover or someone to interview, send an email to upfront@kpfa.org. A big thanks to everyone who makes the show happen. Our producer, Corinne Smith. Our engineer, Kirsten Thomas. Hosts are me, Brian Edwards-Tiekert. Kat Brooks, she's back next week. And Janine Etter, she's going to be in tomorrow. A big thanks to our interns, Justin Gold, Casey Rupke, and Elizabeth Soule. And a shout out to Mitch Jezerich and Eileen Alfandary for their contributions. Stay up and stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming your way in 2 minutes at 9 o'clock.